The Successful Micropreneur Podcast is sponsored by Liberty National Bank.
Thank you for joining the Successful Micropreneur Podcast. My name is Mary McCarthy, and I'm the owner of YMT Consultants and your host. All businesses need to define a strong brand, yet many of us struggle to understand what constitutes a brand. To help us gain a clearer insight of what makes up a brand, we are joined today by Evelyn Van Til, community organizer with Tech Talent South. So Evelyn, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
So let's start off by sharing with our listening audience a little bit about yourself and Tech Talent South.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you so much again. My background is in education and marketing, and as you mentioned, I'm a community organizer at Tech Talent South, and Tech Talent South provides tech training, code education, web application, and tutoring, mentoring, etc. A little bit about Tech Talent South, headquartered in Charlotte, founded in Atlanta. Tech Talent South really serves primarily the southeastern United States, with campuses ranging from Atlanta to Phoenix. Recently, let me back up and say Tech Talent South was founded originally. Betsy and Richard met at a boot camp in Chicago and were like, this is amazing. This is wonderful how much you can learn in a hands-on environment in such a short period of time. But they were both struck, being from the South, that there wasn't anything in the South that was like that. So they went back to their respective hometowns in Atlanta and in Charlotte, and really got Tech Talent South off the ground. And then more recently, Tech Talent South has been moving through the South on their mission to open doors through open source by teaching and doing hands-on education training. They've become aware that there's a need in the Midwest as well. So Columbus is the first campus in the Midwest and represents an exploration into serving a larger audience.
Well, wonderful, because I think there is a huge need.
It's amazing. There's some data out there that shows that something like 70% of small businesses don't have a website, and the largest concentration of that is in the Midwest, which is just astounding.
That is astounding. I have not heard that statistic. Wow.
I
love to tell statistics.
I had coffee the other day, and I was just blown away. How could a business exist without a website?
Well, as they're thinking about building their website, what they really need to help think about is a brand. So perfect timing. So what is your definition of brand, and what all goes into it?
That's a great question, Mary, and I know it's a tough one. I think that a lot of people have really thought of brand, you know, in a broad sense as being a logo, or maybe they think of brand as being more generally marketing. And certainly those are representations of brand. Brand really is everything about your business expressed. That's management, that's customer service, that's sourcing, media, public relations, everything about your company as a lived expression of what you do. It's a personality to a business, and it's really that relationship between you and your user or customer.
Okay, that sounded really broad and a lot to go to it. And I know
it is. And if I could distill it down, I'm going to quote from Cheryl Burgess from Blue Focus Marketing, who says that a brand is a reason to choose.
Okay, so it's a reason that your customer would choose you.
It's a point of differentiation, something that they resonate with, that they really like, a personality, a collection of values expressed, if I may.
Okay, and that's something that you had had in a PowerPoint that you sent me, is a brand is values expressed. So explain that a little bit more for us.
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, a lot of times people think of it as being a logo. And certainly a logo is an expression of a brand, and hopefully it expresses the brand, hopefully it expresses what you want to express in the brand, for sure. But logos are just one piece of brand. So it's how I feel when I interact with a company, when I'm talking to customer service, how I'm treated, the decisions that they make in terms of sourcing materials or providing services. If a company says that they value people, or they say their core value is quality, but then when you get the product, you're not receiving the quality that you anticipated, and you talk to customer service and you're not getting treated the way that you think that this company is supposed to conduct business, then that's an off-brand experience. It's something that's, you know, disconnect, something that oftentimes can cause a customer to leave and possibly even say bad things about a business or a business experience. And so when I say this, I don't necessarily mean it has to be saccharine, sweet, or always super, super, sterile. There's great brand presence that is totally full of personality and zing and is funny and oftentimes, you know, witty or can even be, acerbic. And I think a great example of it is Wendy's. Wendy's has a fantastic brand. They understand their customer. They understand that they're the redheaded stepchild of the fast food business, and they play that so well on social media. They have a great personality in how they answer or how they address certain questions or certain situations, and they're not afraid to tackle McDonald's or call out people who are asking questions or mocking them. They'll come back with a really quick and witty thing to say, and it's hilarious, and it gets great play online. And it's not, you know, corporate speak. It's a real persona that Wendy's is living in every aspect of what they're doing, from serving hamburgers to social media.
So what I heard you say is consistency.
Absolutely. And so that, I think, is one of the things that people really struggle with. Oftentimes, brand can be, well, first I would say brand is really hard work. Defining brand is foundational work, and doing that hard work of the who, what, where, when, why, mm-hmm. how of your business, mm-hmm. that is definitely a craft. And some people are just really good at it, and some people are practiced at it. And I think that's part of why people struggle with it as small business owners. But oftentimes I think that small business owners also struggle with it because on some level, we don't necessarily know always who our users are, or we want to appeal to all people at all times, and we struggle with the confidence to create like a truly distinctive brand persona or customer profile that, you know, we worry that it limits us too much.
That is a big
but by
concern.
Creating that really succinct persona, we are creating an attractive force, and so that can be really tough. Line to straddle for people.
Well, I know I just ran across a tagline I'd forgotten about, and it's Avis. We're second, so we try harder. And everything that they've built has gone around that concept. So it is understanding, and not everyone's going to be your customer. So if you're trying so hard to get a message for everyone, you're missing the mark.
Totally. You got it. Absolutely.
Okay. So this break is brought to you by GoHR, a full-service, outsourced HR resource for your small business. They can help you with all of your HR needs, from hiring to firing and everything in between. Visit them on the web at go-hr.biz. Remember, you can't go without HR. So we're currently listening to the Successful Micropreneur podcast, and we're talking with Evelyn Van Til about branding your micro business. So, Evelyn, we talked a little bit about, or you touched on, I should say, why micro business owners are really struggling with defining a brand. But what are some things that we can do to overcome the challenges of brand identity?
I think that's a great question. And I think if you go online, you're going to find a lot of like 5 steps to this or 10 steps to that.
Oh, there's a lot of those.
Great work that's out there. But if I were to distill it really down to the essence, knowing your user, knowing yourself, and being true to that is the key piece to understanding brand. Being strategic, being focused, understanding what you can and cannot do, and really, it's so critical to, I think, get out of your head and do that research that's out there. Listen to your users. Identify who those people are. Create that persona of who your user really is. How old are they? Where are they? What's driving them? And how do your services meet them? And that really is, I think, difficult work, but it's also the essentials in terms of business planning and execution.
I think that was excellent advice, because I think the part of the three pieces you mentioned that sometimes we forget is to be true to ourselves. We're too busy trying to get somebody else, to get their attention, mm-hmm. to get their business. But authenticity really comes through. And if you go back to your example of Wendy's, it has to be a part of the culture to have the consistency and to have the messaging consistently come across.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that is so key. That key, it can't just be marketing and it can't just be superficial marketing. It has to be culture. It has to be, this is how we do business. And that doing business has permeations throughout every aspect, from operations, customer service, public relations, sourcing, everything that you do. It has to be consistent and really ring true. Be authentically on point with who you are as a business and what your user wants or what your customer wants. And when people aren't true to that, that's when you have these really bad experiences and you can lose customers forever and you can get really bad blowback or publicity when you're you're making claims that you're a business that does XYZ, and then people look at how you conduct business and they don't see that.
Well, we have time for one more question. And in your PowerPoint, Evelyn, you stated data plus brand equals strategic content. I found that a very interesting formula. So could you please explain that to our audience?
Absolutely, yeah. So I think it starts with knowing your brand, but then your brand can't just be your gut. Your brand is your personality, but it has to be guided by research, by testing, by data, and really, if it's helpful, I know that when people think about social media or they think about marketing, a lot of times they think about output. They think about only what they put out there. But it's really critical before you start putting things out there to start by listening. Start by listening to what people are saying about your competitors, about their experiences. It helps you position your product, helps you understand the language that your user is using. And a really simple, so totally simple example is, if you sell something, typically you talk about it in multiples, right? Like, I sell cameras, plural. Your customer does not buy things in multiples often. Depends on what it is. Might be chairs, might be dresses. They might buy things in multiples. But typically, especially those higher price points, they buy them in singulars. I buy a camera. And if all your content, if you're writing only from your own perspective, it's not as strategic. It doesn't take into account what your user calls things versus what your fashion merchandisers might call things. What your brand experts might call things might be different than what your general consumer calls things.
Do you have an example, Evelyn?
Really simple example. Working at the Ohio Department of Education, I was in the Office of Early Learning. And these are great, amazing people who are leading the way in early learning. But I would say your average person doesn't know what early learning means. So a quick temperature check with Google Trends told me really inarguably from a data perspective that our customers were not searching using the words early learning. They weren't even really searching using the words early childhood education, which is another word that we used a lot, or another set of terms. They were searching with the words preschool or kindergarten.
Okay.
And if we are interested in reaching our audience, and it was one of the first things that the folks at the Ohio Department of Education asked me to do, is to look at what's off with our search. Why can't people find content? And when I looked at it, it's because of how we were describing that content. And we totally wanted to be thought leaders and get people to early learning, but we can't just get people to early learning by calling things early learning and then they can't find it. We have to get things to early learning and an understanding of an umbrella of birth to age by calling things preschool and kindergarten within that larger umbrella. We have to position that information in such a way that people understand, oh, that's what they mean. It's preschool and kindergarten together. That's early learning. Oh, it's that span of time from birth to age 8. That's what they mean by early learning. And it's something that I think a lot of folks struggle with. We struggled with it when I worked at tween brands. Our fashion designers wanted to make up words or brand things in unique ways. And that's totally understandable from a creative perspective. At the same time, when we're running 13 catazines a year, we can't train users on a new word and get them to search using that word before that product is out of season.
Okay, so that's a very important point for us to end on. So thank you for that, Evelyn. You gave us a lot of really good advice. So Evelyn's contact information will be posted along with this podcast on our website, thesuccessfulmicropreneur.com. Thank you for listening to the Successful Micropreneur Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher, like us on Facebook, and share our podcast link with all of your micro business owner friends. Thank you again for joining us today. My name is Mary McCarthy, owner of YMT Consultants, where starting a business is tough, failing a business is unnecessary.
Liberty National Bank is a community-focused bank with 6 locations in Central and Southwest Ohio. Expect the best from our people and from the range of personal, business, and lending services. One of our goals is to make you a customer for life. Our newest office is in Westerville, located on the corner of Cleveland Avenue and Main Street. Visit us online at myliberty.bank. Liberty National Bank. Expect the best. Liberty National Bank is an equal housing lender. Member FDIC.